From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting an estimated 14 million Americans will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said in its report that it's the cost of carrying out one of President Donald Trump's favorite campaign promises, repealing and replacing Obamacare.
The press is making Obamacare look so good all of a sudden. I'm watching the news. Looks so good. They're showing these reports about this one gets so much and this one gets so much. First of all, it covers very few people. And it's imploding. And 17 will be the worst year. And I said it once, I'll say it again, because Obama's gone. You know, things are going to be very bad this year for the people with Obamacare.
Democratic Congressional Leader Nancy Pelosi has this response to the CBO report.
In terms of insurance coverage, it's immoral. In terms of giving money to the rich at the expense of working families, it is indecent and wrong.
Under Obamacare, 20 million people who previously could not afford health insurance are now covered, but rising premiums could threaten coverage for some. President Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. Trump officials told reporters ahead of Friday's meeting that the president wants to look past his differences with the German leader and form strong common positions. For details and more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.